And welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wellis Mike, and today we are joined by Lorenda Ward from the NTSB. And Lorenda is one of the accident investigators, and she's worked on a number of things. And she's here to discuss what to do if you are in an accident. Let's say I'm flying around, hypothetically, and I land. And let's say I'm in a tailwheel airplane and I ground loop my aircraft. Is that an accident? Do I have to report that to you?
Yes, you do. Anytime that there is substantial damage to an airplane, or if you have a serious injury or cause a death within 30 days of an accident, it would be classified as an accident, or should say an event.
As an event?
Yeah, I call it an event before it gets classified as an accident or incident.
Okay, so how do I know if it's substantial damage? For example, if I ground loop, a tailwheel airplane, maybe I just nicked the bottom of the wing. Is that still an accident?
You look at anything that's going to affect the flight control surfaces. So if it affects the control capability of the airplane, if it's got to have like a major repair, to it that's involved, then that would be considered an accident. Like if it's just like, landing gear, if you just ding the landing gear, that's okay. That's just an incident. If it's the engine, as long as it's not an uncontained engine failure, then that's just an incident. And if you have like just a couple holes or bangs like on the fuselage, so to speak, or in the skin, that's not necessarily an accident unless you're like in a pressurized aircraft. And if you affect the pressurized integrity, then that would be considered an accident.
Okay, so it sounds just a little confusing. let's say that something did happen and, I want to cover my bases. I don't know if it's an accident or not. How can I find out? Who can I call?
You can call the NTSB because that is actually who you're supposed to report the event to. And they can also let you know if it's going to be an accident or incident, or if they need to do anything else with it. Most likely, if it's a minor event, what they'll have you do is go to the NTSB.gov website, where we actually have some forms, 6120 form is what they call it. And you can fill out and basically explain what happened. I mean, the good side of it is that you actually have, you're able to walk away from the event and you're concerned about being an accident or incident.
When I'm filling out this form, what kind of things are they going to be asking me on the form?
They're going to ask you who was operating the aircraft at the time, who actually was at the controls, if there are other passengers on board, any kind of damage that you can see, to your airplane, if there are any injuries. If you have like someone who broke a finger or a toe or even like a broken nose, that's still an incident. But if it's anything more severe, then it would be classified as an accident. It's going to ask your flight hours, the type of engine.
And so once you fill this out, is that the end of it? Or does it depend on how severe the accident is?
It depends on the severity. You would send it back to the respective office. Say here in Wisconsin, if you were to have something here like in Appleton coming into the air show, the Chicago office would be the one that you would want to notify that there was an accident.
Then, depending on the severity, they just might leave it, I filled the form out and that's the end of it? Or somebody might actually come out and investigate?
Right. They might, come out and actually see the aircraft, or they may delegate it out to the FAA, to like a local FISDO, and have them come out and check the airplane. Sometimes just providing photos is sufficient, along with the form.
Along with the form. And now everybody's worried that if they're in an accident or if, they have, something, that they're going to have their license taken away. Are people, if they have to report something like this, do they have a right to worry about those things?
That is a valid concern. The NTSB, what our goal or mission is just to investigate the accident or incidents, and it's actually the FAA's side to do the enforcement part of it. There is a process in place that if a pilot thinks that they have lost their license and they want to review it, they can actually come to the NTSB. We have some judges that will look at it and it'll go before them and they can.
So if I have an accident and I report it to the NTSB, you guys are not going to take my license away?
No.
No.
We don't have that kind of authority.
Right. So. Anything like that would actually come through the FAA, and that, who decides whether this whatever accident or incident actually gets referred from the NTSB to the FAA?
The FAA always participates in our accident investigations. They're automatically a party to it. So anytime the NTSB is working on an event, the FAA is aware of it.
What's the likelihood that you're actually going to get your license taken away, though? That's probably not a question for you because you're not with the FAA,
I'm
are you?
I'm not with the FAA, so I can't answer that.
Well, you know, it sounds like we need to have something from the FAA. And well, as a pilot myself, and I've seen a number of accidents and incidents throughout my career that you know, I haven't been personally involved with, but you know, I know a lot of those people are still flying. So I don't think people, I think people are more afraid of these events than what they actually have to be. And they're, you know, some people are afraid that, oh my word, if I'm going to ruin my career if I get one of these.
Sometimes though, I mean, it's good to report these because it may not be the pilot's fault. I use the word fault, but if it happens to be like a system failure or something like that, you're not going to be able to get that out there unless another agency is aware. So we can go back to the manufacturer and say, hey, you need to fix this.
Yeah, that's a very good point. If somebody had more questions about reporting an accident or anything related to the NTSB, where could they find you here on the field?
We're at the International Federal Pavilion, and we have a booth there, the NTSB, like right if you come in, just look to the left. We're right next to the Predator.
Next to the Predator. That's,
yeah, that
that's worth coming to see anyway. All right. Well, we've been talking to Lorenda Ward of the NTSB. I'm Wireless Mike, and we'll be back in just a little bit.